Yeah.
I ain't going to gossip, but you ain't heard that from me.
Happy Monday, and we are back with our 10th episode. Welcome to Sippin' Tea with Joey and Marie. Episodes deep now.
Lego movie effect. Pew, pew, pew. Excitement, people cheering, yelling, clapping.
Oh my God. We are finally on our 10th episode. Thank you everyone who has joined us on this trip so far. It's been a lot of fun. We've been pretty much traveling all over the world with
this
podcast.
I mean, we've been through Japan, Norway,
Mexico.
France.
I mean, everywhere. And it's been a lot of fun. For one, I know people have said this. You know what? I like when you guys get personal. So, of course, we're going to start it off with getting a little personal.
A little personal.
And I got to tell you this story. First, I want to ask you this question because I'm not as good as your mom at detecting stuff. Your mom should have been a detective, all right? That's all I got
to
say.
She still could be to this day.
Yeah, she still could be to this day. A detective. Me, I would let a lot of things slide. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you this, though, because I'm going to tell you my story. But did you ever did school when you were young?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I never knew this.
See, but it was...
We were talking about
but
this.
But there's... I guess it depends
did
on...
Did I know this? Because I didn't know this. That
no,
you, did.
You probably didn't know this. But there's a difference, though. And you go with your story, and then I'll go with my story.
Okay, well, my story is pretty deep, all right? Let me tell you this. I used to ditch here and there, all right? But when I became friends with this guy named David Gray, I used to live in Central California for a little bit, and I became friends with this guy. And he was a really cool dude. Mm-hmm. But he also influenced me to do a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
And I used to be in this thing called Cadet Corps, right? Mm-hmm. And I was very, you know, I was a very respectful young man. But he just made me feel like I should be against authority. I became this guy, anti-authority, you know? Mm-hmm. So one day, he's like, hey, let's go ditching. I was like, I'm going to get in trouble. He goes, you won't get caught. It's easy. Let's go ditching. So we went ditching that day, right? And I got this high off of it. I was like, ooh, I'm going to ditch again. So we did it again. Tuesday, we ditched again. And then he's like, let's do it again. I was like, dude, we've already ditched twice. He goes, let's try to pull the whole week off.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, what? So I ditched again. All right. So anyways, Friday came along. And we were like in a celebratory mood, you know?
Yeah, because you've been ditching for the past 2 days.
Yeah, and we haven't got caught yet. Well, here's the thing. I had a bike, right? So I would ride my bike home. Mm-hmm. So after we would get done, you know, having our day of ditching, then I'd ride my bike back home.
Yeah.
And grandma, you know, would always kind of like give me this weird look, right?
Like she knew something was up.
But she didn't quite know, right?
Yeah.
And so anyways, the last day, Friday, on Thursday, we're like, okay, this is what we need to do. We need to celebrate our big ditch week. All mm-hmm. right. So how about you bring some charcoal? I'll bring some little smokies. Mm-hmm. I'll bring a little griddle, and then we'll just cook some stuff by the railroad tracks. So anyways, we did. We got all our little stuff mm-hmm. and we went down the railroad tracks, and there was this bridge. It was like this it's kind of like an overpass, but for trains. So it's right over the river. So there's these big old like pillars type things that it sits on.
Yeah.
So there was enough room for he and I to just set up our little like cookout right there.
Yeah.
So we were cooking out right there. We're chilling, cooking out some little smokies. And so we were cooking these up. We were all cool. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, we're just having like, you know, Stand By Me, like, you know.
Scenario
going on right there. So we're over here cooking up our little weenies, you know, little smokies. And I remember I was cooking them up, and I was, you know, we were just, you know, BSing or whatever. And then I heard arr, arr, in the background, and so I got up real quick.
Yeah.
Because you kind of could stand up. And then I look and I see some dogs, right? And then I see like three dudes. Mm-hmm. And the dudes saw us. One of the guys saw us. And then I'm like going, oh, there's some guys coming over here with dogs.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that's no big deal. And then when I was looking, the guy looks at me and like almost made eye contact. I mean, I know it was very far away, but.
Yeah, but you could, you know this.
Yeah, so he looked at me, right? And then he goes right here from his back, pulls from his back and has a rifle.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what the, you know? And then you hear.
In that moment.
And you hear, bing, bing, bing. I was like, what the? I go, dude, he's shooting at us. And then they let the dogs loose. The dogs start running after us, right? So the dogs start coming this way to the railroad track.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, snap. So me and Dave are like, oh, man, they're coming after us. And the first thing I thought, because I watched a lot of TV when I was a kid, you know what I mean? And so the first thing I thought was, well, the way you trick dogs into you know, losing your scent is you got to jump in the water.
Yeah.
So first thing I did is I just jumped in the river.
You saw the bridge, water the right there.
I don't even know what happened to Dave. I was like, start running. So I start running down the river.
I think in those moments, like, you don't, you're not a triple threat, but you don't worry about your nobody but yourself.
I was like, Dave, you take care of yourself.
I'll see you the next day.
So I'm running, right? I'm freaking taking off, and you hear bing, 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 shooting. Rah, rah, rah. Dogs are barking. Rah, 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 rah. Bing, 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 bing. And so I'm running down this river, right? So there's bamboo all over the place.
Yeah.
Now, when bamboo starts to dry out, it kind of hollows out on the bottom. So there was kind of a hole in one of the bamboos, you know, with the bamboo growth. Anyways, so I was running and running and running. And so I could hear the dogs just being, you know, coming after me. Mm-hmm. So I'm running through this thing. I see the hole and I just dive inside underneath this hole. And then I cover it up with sand. You know?
Yeah.
So I could barely see a little thing, and I hear, you know?
Like the kind of distant.
Yeah, in the distance. And you hear, ging, 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 you know?
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like going, wow. So I'm sitting under this thing.
Just so confused.
And I'm like, all scared going like, oh snap, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there all freaked out. And then 2 hours pass about. I'm guessing it's 2 hours. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, it's been a while since you were under.
It's been a while. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, Dave is gone. Dave, what happened to Dave? You know, where's Dave?
What would do?
Where's Dave? And so, like, so then I start, you know, making my way out of the thing real slow, you know? And I start walking again down the river because the river was really low at that point. And so I'm walking and I'm going like, Dave, you know?
Yeah, because like, wondering if he's hiding or something.
Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. Dave, you know?
Yeah. So,
I mean, at this point, I was waiting for him to say, Dave's not here, man.
Yeah. But, but there was no Dave.
There was no Dave.
There was no Dave.
So I'm walking to Dave. I'm going like, oh, my God, this freaking Dave got killed. You know, I didn't know what to think. You know what I mean? I was in junior high, right? And so I'm like,
well, the scenario of someone shooting at you. That's what you're going to think the conclusion is.
So I start walking a little bit more. I'm like, keep Dave. And then finally, I hear, Joe. I'm going, Dave. Joe. Dave, where you at?
You're like, oh my God.
He's like, dude, where'd you go? I was like, dude, I took off running. I freaking went into the river. And so he goes, no, they freaking kept shooting, and I just, and then they just left me alone. They were just goofing around. I was like, bro, the whole time I was scared thinking they were going to kill us.
Yeah, I thought it was RIP.
So I was like, dude, I got to get out of here, man. I'm going home. So I take off. So I take off, not even knowing the time because I'm just so freaked out still.
Yeah.
I get home, and I just so happen to get home 10 till 3.
Yeah.
All right. We get off at 2:55, I think it was. So there's no way I would have got from school to my house in that short of a time.
No.
So grandma says, hey, you're already here? I was like, yeah. She's like, I got to ask you a question. I was like, what's that? And she says, why is it that sometimes you get here later than other times and earlier than other times? And I go, oh, sometimes I just ride my bike really fast. She says, tell me the truth. And I said, no, that's what's going on.
Sometimes I just want to get home a lot faster.
Yeah, have you been going to school? I was like, of course I've been going to school. She goes,
I'm an educated man. I'm an educated man.
And she says, you've been going to school? I said, yeah, I've been going to school. And she says, tell me the truth. I said, yeah. Well, they call me and say you haven't been going to school. I go, look, grandma. I mean, like, grandma. I'm like,
look, mom. She came at you.
Look, mom, sometimes they mess up, all right? I was tardy, okay? So what?
There's a lot of hoes at the school.
And then she's like, no, they say you've been gone the whole week. I was like, huh? So anyways, my face drops, and next thing you know, a shoe comes right at me. Yep.
That makes sense.
That was it. Anyways, I didn't ditch for a long time after that.
That was a lesson learned.
Lesson learned. After that, it wasn't until I moved out when I was like 15.
But it's one of those things that's like you can do for so long, and then there's just one altercation that happens.
You're going to get caught.
It's just it.
You're going
to
get caught.
Like, that's just it. Because me, on the other hand, like, I did it pretty well, but I always came back to school on time. So that was a difference. I didn't just leave and not come back.
Interesting.
But
the plot thickens.
In my junior year of high school, I didn't do it to my junior year because freshman, sophomore, I was still pretty scared. I was like, I would like to do this. But our chemistry teacher, which I will not name because that's an MVP, and I'm not a snitch with no stitch right there, you know what I mean? But anyways, he was actually our new chemistry teacher because the previous one, like, there was just some stuff that happened and everything. But he was super cool because his son was actually in our chemistry class. And so he was just super laid back. Like, and he didn't become our teacher till the middle semester. So it was more of like, we were all going to pass chemistry, which thank God, because I know nothing about combining those little things right there. But he gave us A's anyways because he's like, you guys barely knew what was going on with this teacher before. Why am I going to fail you for something like that? So it was definitely like laid back. But when it came to time to learning, like we had to learn. But there was always times where I'm like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. He's like, okay, like you go. And he wouldn't even question. Like if you say, I got to go do something, he wouldn't even question. He'd just be like, yeah, but come back. Like that's all he would ever say is, but come back to the class. And so like I would like actually just go to the bathroom and everything. Well, one of my friends was in the class and she's like, you know what? Like, let's go get food. Like,
what's your friend's name?
I disclose no one's name. No, you know, I'm trying to catch you slipping. No stitches right there. Anyway, she's like, let's go get food. And then
walking out here with stitches.
Right? And then my other three friends in my group was like, yeah, let's all go. Like, you know, we could go get fruit and get Dutch Bros and everything. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, he always, like, doesn't question where we go. But at the same time, I don't want to, like lose that trust of him thinking I'm going to the bathroom when I'm just, like, fooling around the entire time. So we're like, oh, we all have to go to the bathroom. And he kind of looks at us like, you all have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, my friend, she's going through a crisis right now. So she kind of needs all of us to be there. And he just kind of looks at me. He's like, only two you can go to the bathroom, and then the other two could go back. And I was like, yeah, but we all have to be together. And he's like, why? I'm like, it's a girl thing. We just have to all be together. And he just kept looking at me, and he's like, you guys have to be back in 10 minutes. And you're not back in 10 minutes, then you're getting in trouble. And I was like, okay. Well, we weren't back in 10 minutes. We went to a car wash. We got Dutch Bros. We did all this thing. But we came back, and he didn't say anything because we came back on time before class ended. And he was like, And then every time, that was like our time for all of us to go and leave and go do whatever.
Dang, I can't believe you were ditching.
I'm
gonna tell your mom you get whooped.
But then one time I actually did ditch, like, because I was in this other class, which I'm not going to disclose either, but a lot of us would ditch, so it wasn't just me. A lot of us would ditch and go hang out and everything. But of course, one day when I decided to ditch, there was the fire alarm. And so everyone had to go to their classes and they had to count who was there or whatever. Well, of course, I wasn't in my own class. I was in a different class because all my other friends were there. I ended up getting sent to detention.
Dang.
And I was trying. I was like, no, I was there. They're like, no, you weren't. I'm like, yes, I was. But I was like, no, I wasn't. I wasn't there. I cannot lie.
Well, at least you weren't like me. Later on in high school, then I moved out when I was like 15.
Yeah.
So I was living with my friend Izzy. He's probably listening right
yeah.
now. And I don't want to disclose too much, but let's just say we would throw ditch parties and we would have a lot of fun.
Yeah, same here. I would go.
I messed up pretty bad in high school.
I would go and leave class. Yeah, I would go leave class, but like to an extent that I was like, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know. My other friends, they didn't care. Skype was the limit with them, but me, I was like, I got family, you know, to worry about.
Yeah. So moral of the story here is don't go out ditching because you might get chased after by some dogs and BB guns.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. And this is Triller Night.
I'm all bobbing my head. I'm like, yes. It's like, give me more cowbell, you know, like one of those moments.
Man, people are so upset about this Jake Paul and Ben Askren fight. But here's the thing. Okay, you and I both got the Triller fight with
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr.
Yes.
And we knew what to expect. I got it personally. I'm not upset.
Oh, no.
I got what I paid for.
Yeah.
Entertainment. Yes, it was very unorthodox the way it was delivered.
Definitely different.
I mean,
laid back.
I like the performances. I love the commentating because it's so goofy and off the wall.
Yeah.
That just entertains me, you know? Like,
that first one, like, you kind of, like you said, like the commentary, everything was just like, it was great.
Oh, my gosh. But Oscar De La Hoya's commentary.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Baby, pop the bubble,
no.
Baby.
But
oh
this
gosh,
fight,
bro.
I was just like, everyone is not physically there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not mentally and physically there.
They were somewhere up in the clouds, let me just say.
But when you saw those behind-the-scenes webcams with Snoop Dogg and them,
you know what was hilarious to me was Pete Davidson, how awkward he was through the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. And then he hosts or he commentates the slap box match. And oh my gosh, he was like, he says to this point, he goes, man, this is like a circus. And I couldn't believe that. They had Mick Flair there. Woo!
Yeah, Mick Flair, when I heard him coming in and he was rambling on for the first minute and I could see Pete Davidson's face because my face shared the same expression. I was like, what is he saying?
What is happening?
I was so confused with everyone's commentary because I'm like, I don't even know if you know what you're saying.
Pete Davidson's like, you know what? I know one thing for sure is I'm going to I'm gonna fire my agent.
Yeah, like I'm sure he's confused. Like, who told me this was gonna be the best decision of my life? Because even when, like, a little bit before he, you know, he sees Ben Askren and everyone like that, he's like talking about how he knows nothing about these fighters, but they both equally suck. But that's all he knows. Yeah,
and he kept calling Jake Paul a punk. Like, that's a punk. And he's like, yeah, he might kick my butt, but he's still a punk.
Well, he even told Ben, he's like, we believe in you. Yeah. We don't believe in him. Okay. Yeah,
nobody wants this fool to win, you know? And you know, but what was really good, and I honestly got to tell you, is one of the best fights was the slap box. Because the first few rounds,
they're weak sauce.
Well, okay? the dude was flinching, and they kept telling him, take it like a man, take it like a man, and stop flinching.
I was scared.
Finally, when he takes it like a man, he smacked the yell out of his teeth. Man, there was something flying out. I'm sure it was yelling.
He fell to the ground, and people were catching him.
I'm going to call that smack COVID, because he had no taste and smell once he was done afterwards.
But do you remember the old slap fest at the radio station in Los
97?
Angeles?
Yeah. I used to love watching them.
I loved watching them, because like we would do them sometimes, and I'm like, I'm like, why did we do that? That made no sense. That's just pain all right there. But those were the legit OG slap fest, because those were insane. And even watching this one, the first few rounds, I was like, like, this is kind of weak sauce.
But last one, when he smacks him and he knocks him out.
The last one got me.
Pete Davidson was like, whoa.
He was recording for his mom so he could show how proud he was. Like, you know, she was of him, but.
Ric Flair was so surprised, he didn't even let out a woo.
No, there were some moments that he was kind of like he didn't want to like say anything, because he couldn't tell if he was going to get his butt whooped right after. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you got to hold back a little bit.
Honestly, what attracted me to getting this fight, I spent $50. I don't care. It was good money spent for me, because it's entertaining. But what attracted me to get this was because Mount Westmore was going to perform.
The performances, I mean, overall were pretty dope.
You got E-40, Two Short, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube. Got a brand new supergroup called Mount Westmore. And their performance was dope.
No, it was pretty dope.
Doja Cat was dope.
Oh my God, I love Doja Cat. And like, especially her street song, like I just always love. But she had that guitarist that was playing, and he like, kudos to him, because he was bringing that performance for
now,
her. Like,
sweetie girl, you need to get back on your lip singing game, because your lip singing was terrible.
It wasn't the greatest, you know what I mean?
But you know what? At the end, the last performance, I got to give it to the Biebs. The Biebs killed it. Mm-hmm. He killed it. He put on a great performance. And
that man, what he's working on, especially with this recent album, because the purpose of the album is different genres. And that's why he didn't want to describe it as one particular.
Yeah.
But it definitely shows in the performances that he does, especially recently.
And I know that, the thing is, people are upset because they're like, I paid for a boxing match and I didn't get that. It was really more of a concert.
First of all, okay, this is Thriller, okay? If you saw the first fight and how that was like... initiated, you knew what to expect. Was it more than you anticipated? Yes, it was, because I was so confused that I was like, I'm just gonna close my eyes and listen.
But at the end of the day, the reason why people paid for this, because they wanted to see Jake Paul get his ass knocked out,
and yet that didn't happen.
It didn't happen
once again.
Yeah, and this I know was a setup, because even at the end, when Ben Askren is walking away, he's like smiling and happy. His wife is hugging him because he just wanted a payday. He didn't care.
He didn't care. I mean, he's an MMA fighter for
one. I've seen this dude get hit so hard and still win a fight, but yet this
19 wins and one loss.
He gets smacked once by Jake Paul.
Yeah,
falls on the ground. They stop the fight.
Now, I think Jake Paul kind of I'm sure Jake Paul offers a lot of money to his people to like point out that he can win.
Look. I'm just glad that Ben Askren got a payday.
Yeah,
because to me, he seemed like a pretty cool dude.
He was super nice.
At the end of the day, he came to entertain. They got what they wanted. Jake Paul is trying to further his career as a boxer or whatever he's trying to do.
And, well, honestly, you know, least to say, I think the next match he shouldn't be doing it on Thriller, because I definitely think that the venue makes
a
difference.
That's his bread and butter.
His bread and butter, but if he wants to actually show that he's this so-called boxer that he is, he needs to go in an actual venue that's going to do some good and actually fight someone.
I want to see him get knocked out.
Me too. I think I'm just getting mad at the fact that he's not losing. And
exactly.
it boils my blood. But like, it was crazy, because for the press conference.
People were upset of that.
Yeah, the press conference was Teofimo Lopez and George Cambuses Jr. And like, they were like snipping at each other, because they're having an upcoming fight on June the 5th, which is the Thriller Fight Club. But those two, I'm actually really excited
that
to see fight. Yeah.
That that looks good.
Because like the preliminary here, you know, fights before then, before the thaw, I didn't care for them as much. Like it was just super boring. Obviously, the commentary really brought it to the table, so that really helped out. Even hearing Mario Lopez speak Spanish, like I honestly I always look at him as super white, but for him to speak Spanish,
Oscar De La Hoya, yeah, what Oscar was De La Hoya. Up with this dude? What this was dude was doing? Up on cloud nine.
That was like my aunt's like biggest crush back then, and I'm like just like, girl, if you saw him now,
I was so embarrassed. You saw him Your mom's like, Dan, that sounds like somebody's drunk uncle is up there commentating.
It's literally a Mexican drunk uncle commentating a fight. And like he kept saying, oh, baby, baby this, baby that.
Come
like,
on, baby. And then everybody kept saying that through the whole fight, baby.
Yeah. And then he kept saying, what round is this? Or put the camera on my face. And I bet they're like, no. Wait, someone cut the mic.
Yeah. Probably somebody was telling Mario, get your boy out of here.
And I'm sure Mario's like, yikes.
Hey, but I tell you what, I don't care, man. I guarantee you people will be buying another trailer fight again.
Yeah, no, it was it entertaining? Yeah. Yes, of course it was. Like, entertainment-wise, not necessarily on a professional level, but more of like, you know what? I'd watch this just to talk smack about. Uh-huh. And this is what we're doing. Because so.
This is Trailer Night.
You know, when our first episode, we started off with paranormal, you know, topic, and we're bringing it once again because people love the paranormal side
UFOs,
of the world.
UFOs, the Pentagon just put out a video and has straight up said yes.
It's
an unidentified flying object.
Yes, sir. And it was taken back in 2019, so it was a couple of years ago. And they are indeed legit images of unexplained objects.
Yeah. And it's like a triangular object flying in the air, and they cannot explain it. You know, they cannot explain this aerial phenomenon. And obviously, we all know.
No.
We all believe this.
We all believe.
If you're
listening
right now. It's
crazy because, when COVID happened, the Pentagon literally said, aliens are real. And then nobody, like...
It's because there was too much going on. That's why they're like, okay, let's slowly start letting people know that UFOs are real. Little by little. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're open to anything, and it's good to go ride Neo.
Tupac's alive. They're all...
Tupac's alive, too.
Did that work? Did that work for this one right here? Because when I found out they confirmed, I was like, oh my gosh. And then No one brought it up, and I was like, so where are you going to... I know there's a global pandemic.
Now, I've seen things in the sky.
Now, in our backyard.
And you know what? My buddy, Mike Hill, and your mom, and I were chilling in the backyard. And I mean, there was a few of us. And it was funny because I looked up in the sky, because I just like to look up in the sky when it's dark. I looked up in the sky, and I saw something move vertical, horizontal, and, you know... It really super quick within seconds.
Yeah.
And it was a big space. I mean, you're looking at the length of your hand. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the length of your hand in the sky, that's super fast.
Oh, very
fast. You know what I'm saying? And it moved that quick. It almost made like a triangle. And when I seen that, I was like, what the? Then I turned to look down and I saw Mike, and Mike looks at me, and then your mom looks at me, and we're like, did you see that? We all seen it. There was some weird unidentified flying object that moved kind of in a triangular motion really quick in the sky. And not only that, there's been many people who've seen stuff out here by Buell, by all these different places. They've seen things in the sky.
Oh, for sure. Like, there's stuff up there. And even, like, one time when I was camping with my uncle, we actually camped out in the backyard. So we had the tent. But he had, like, the top that where you could look at the sky in the night. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Well, I woke up in the middle of the night because I was kind of like, I couldn't sleep. And I saw this, like, little tiny object in the sky. And it started getting brighter and brighter. But it was coming towards us, and I was like, I couldn't move because I was so freaked out, because it just got brighter and brighter, and it was getting so close, and as soon as it got to like a pretty close distance, it disappeared. Yeah. Like, it zoomed off, and I was like, oh, I'm going inside.
Have you also heard that aliens are not necessarily travelers from different universes, but interdimensional travelers?
There's been, you know, conspiracy
theories.
I do
feel there's different dimensions that we're
because
living in. That's how you explain dreams. When you dream of something so vividly, but it's different people and as different characters, and it's you're just kind of getting a glimpse into a different dimension.
Well, it's just like the Bermuda Triangle concept right there is a different dimension. Like, you have the current, and then you have whatever it, you know, ends up leading you to, taking you to. Because some people have said, like, as conspiracy theory wise, that, you know, they're not necessarily aliens, but they're different people from a different dimension, like you mentioned. Like, and I truly believe that. I would believe that more than anything else, because half the time too, because people tend to say like, oh, why aren't aliens, you know, hanging out with us and stuff? At the same time, they may be just as scared as us than we are of them. Mm-hmm. That there's kind of that boundary between each other that we're just like, Like, we won't cross it just yet, but you know it's there. Oh, yeah. But even, like, with the Bermuda Triangle, like, conspiracy theory right there, always seems to blow my mind. And I always think of that Twilight Zone episode when it's those two flight pilots, you know, they're flying their airplane, and then they go to, like, 10 decades later on, and they're kind of like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
And even, like, with the whole Amelia Earhart, like, disappearance, they even say the Bermuda Triangle had something to do with that.
It's
so,
true.
Like, aliens, conspiracy theory, I think that is just insane because...
Unless there also could be a doorway into inner Earth.
It could be.
You know,
like,
what I mean? Like, the maybe inside of Earth or something different down there.
Ooh, but, like, would I ever want to see an alien person? No, because I always think of the 2002 film Signs, when they showed out, you know, that little seed of the alien. Like,
oh, when he pops out the corner
by the birthday party?
By the light poles?
Yeah, and then the birthday party, I was like, I would never want to meet one. No way, because they've always talked about
stuff. Or Fire in the Sky?
No, Fire in the Sky.
Have y'all seen Fire in the Sky? Remember when I told you and I had y'all believing that this happened in Buell?
Yeah, and every time I passed by Buell, I just closed my eyes really tight. And I was just like, no one is going to abduct me.
Every time we used by this place called Lund when we were driving to California, I'd be like, we are now approaching the lost city of Lund.
Because it's creepy. Like, if you ever driven past that area, like, there's rocks with, like, different, like, sizes of holes.
How long was it that you believed that contact, you know, that little place right after Jackpot?
Well, you're
was
going
really,
to, like, Winnemucca.
Yeah, because
I
told them,
I told you guys,
you know why they call this place Contact? Because this is the first place they made contact with alien life forms.
And he would tell us when we're, like, driving in the middle of the night. And I was like, Jesus, now I'm going to have to look around and close my eyes again.
That's the kind of fun you got to have with your
kids. But till this very day, like, when we drive, because, like, me and my boyfriend, we actually went up there, like, a few months ago. Like, I think it was back in September or something. But when we drove, I was like, I turned and I was closing my eyes. And he's like, what are you closing your eyes for? I'm like, just tell me when we're out of contact. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'll explain it later. I'm not going to say anything right now. Just tell me when we're out of here.
It still gives you the creeps. And even if you know it's not true.
Because I'm like, this area could be an area to get abducted.
It just looks so weird, right?
It's just a feeling of it. Because there's, like, deserted buildings. Like, no, thank you. I will continue to just close my eyes every time I pass that.
It's a little off.
Because it's like a 10-minute drive to pass through the whole contact. And people are weird, okay?
Have y'all seen aliens? Let us know. Hit us up anywhere on social media. Joey Bravo 208.
I'm like, there are theories and there are moments that people experience. Because I know there's something like, UFOs aren't real. Yes, they are.
I've seen things that I can't explain. Okay,
yeah,
whether it's a paranormal phenomenon or whether it's alien life form of some sorts. I've seen things.
Yeah. It's like, how are you going to not tell me? Like, especially if you ever watch Fourth Kind, that pushes your idea of the conspiracy theory right there.
I had the worst nightmares for a while with Fourth Kind. And I don't get scared. Now, the Fourth Kind, that movie did freak me out. If y'all haven't seen Fourth Kind, check it out. Get freaked out.
you after that though, I'll tell you right now, just as me, you will like owls after watching that. You will hate them and despise them.
Oh man. I'm already scared of owls anyways because of Mexican folklore. There's if there's a certain owl coming, you know, then there's a sign or whatever. So I freak out, man. I freak
owls
out
are
with
just not the good people.
Yeah, the owls freak me out just like La Llorona. You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, I'm good on that.
Oh gosh. But UFOs are real. I still to the very day will believe it. But if you have experiences or, you know, any interactions with the fact that you might have saw something, let us know because that's a conversation starter.
Hit us up. Joey Bravo 208 or Aaliyah Marie 208. And that, my friends, has been our 10th episode of Sippin' Tea with Joey and Marie. So many shout-outs to give out, especially to our peeps down in France that are tuning into us religiously. To my boy Mike Ill, to your tia Alejandra, to your cuz Lynette. We got, who else? Alicia's always tuning in.
Alicia Felicia.
Sway and Liz always tuning in, giving us love. Check out their YouTube channel.
And our new
they are so hilarious.
From Japan.
Japan.
Shout out to you.
We got gente from Mexico. Tuning in, listening in. We got people.
There's just a list.
Ohio.
Yeah.
People in Ohio.
So people.
Much love, Ohio. Thank you for giving us so much love. Also, obviously, our home state, Idaho. I mean, people from Idaho and people from Ohio right now are battling out for the top spot.
Oh,
of
y'all
who's listening
really
to us the most.
Right now.
All right, because, I mean, we got people from Los Angeles. We got to throw a shout out to TMI Hollywood who had us on their show.
Oh, and a shout out to my Rain Guard family, by the way, too, because they always listen. Shout out to Cody, Jeremy, John, Emma, everyone.
Yes, we're on our 10th episode. I know it might not feel like a big milestone to you, but these are 10 episodes of our new podcast, and I am so happy to be having this journey with you, kiddo.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, and 10 episodes deep, this is just the beginning.
This is only the beginning, fact that we get so much support from you guys just on the 10th episode, like, it definitely means a lot, because when people start out, like, it's rough, but we were blessed enough to have already you guys along with us and to be able to transition from a radio station, you know, morning show up into a podcast. Like, it's definitely been amazing.
Especially, I gotta give huge props to MAG.
Yes.
M. Garcia, Design and Photography. He is the one who created our logo and everything. Dude is an amazing artist, an awesome person. I love that dude. He's one of my best friends, more like a brother. Love you, bro. And also, of course, to your mama and our fam bam.
To my mama, P.O.P. Yeah. Hold her down.
Hold it down. We love y'all. 10th episode, Sipping Tea with Joey and Marie. Have a happy Monday.
Woo! Peace.